morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 10th. You'll be interested to know. 63 years ago today, in 1962, the world witnessed a monumental leap in global communication with the launch of Telstar, the first active communication satellite. This pioneering achievement enabled the first live transatlantic television broadcasts, connecting continents in real time and revolutionizing the way people shared information. The successful deployment of Telstar laid the foundation for the modern telecommunications era, bringing the world closer together and inspiring future innovations in satellite technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog and thunderstorms this morning, lingering until late morning, with cloudy skies and a high near 73, accompanied by a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a low of 66 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at noon, with a low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Monday with mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies. Highs will range from 78 to 86, and lows will be in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, city officials celebrated the reopening of the Condon Pool in South Boston on Tuesday after several months of repairs. However, 7 of the city's public pools, about one-third, remain closed. Mayor Michelle Wu emphasized the need for more options, noting that last summer, a third of Boston's city-run pools were closed. The city allocated $54 million for renovations through 2029. Wu stated that by the end of the year, 20 out of 22 city-run pools will be operational, which is more than there have been in a decade, despite two needing major repairs. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is set to introduce the automated ball strike system during the upcoming All-Star Game in Atlanta, marking its debut in a high-profile setting. Teams will receive two challenges, allowing pitchers, catchers, and hitters to contest ball strike calls immediately after they are made. While there is no announced timeline for regular season use, the system has seen positive results at the AAA level since the 2022 season, with increased walks and slightly reduced strikeouts. Players have mixed feelings about the system, with catchers expressing concerns about its impact on the catcher position. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox dominated the Rockies 10-2, powered by 6 homers, including blasts from Yoshida, Hamilton, and Gonzalez, as the Sox swept the series. Giolito earned the win, pitching 6 strong innings, while despite a 2-run homer from Narvaez, Colorado's Senzatella struggled, taking the loss with 6 runs allowed. Boston now holds 49 wins and 45 losses, riding a 6-game winning streak with confidence and precision at the plate. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rays at Fenway. Walker Buehler, with a 2.58 earned run average, faces Taj Bradley and is 4.79. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies with temperatures around 68 degrees. In top news, the United States is witnessing a surge in measles cases, with 1,288 confirmed this year, surpassing the previous record in 2019. This marks the highest annual total since the disease was declared eliminated in 2000. Tragically, three individuals have died from measles this year, the first deaths in a decade. Experts warn that declining vaccination rates could lead to ongoing outbreaks. Currently, about 93% of kindergarten children are vaccinated, but some areas, like Gaines County, Texas, report rates in the low 80s. The situation may worsen if these trends continue. In business news, Ferrero, the Italian candy maker known for Ferrero Rocher and Nutella, is nearing a deal valued at approximately $3 billion to acquire the breakfast cereal giant, Kellogg. This acquisition could be finalized as soon as this week, pending any last-minute issues. Kellogg, famous for cereals like Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes, currently has a market value of around $1.5 billion, alongside substantial debt. Ferrero has been strategically targeting growth in the United States, aiming to expand its presence in the competitive food market, especially as consumer habits evolve toward healthier options. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $111,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just under $2,800. And XRP is up 5% to $2.42. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A London-based dentist has uncovered a hidden in plain sight third shape within Leonardo da Vinci's famous Vitruvian Man drawing. This discovery reveals a deeper understanding of human anatomy, as the equilateral triangle identified between the figure's legs corresponds to a dental principle known as Bonwill's triangle. Dr. Rory MacSweeney published his findings in the Journal of Mathematics and Arts, suggesting that Leonardo's illustration incorporates geometric principles that foreshadow modern biological architecture. This connection highlights the intricate relationship between mathematics and human proportions, suggesting that Leonardo grasped fundamental truths about reality itself. And in entertainment news, Wes Anderson's latest film, The Phoenician Scheme, features a star-studded cast, including Benicio del Toro, Mia Threepleton, and Tom Hanks. While currently in select theaters, it is available to buy or rent online in 4K Ultra HD for $19 on platforms such as Prime Video and Apple TV. The film is expected to stream on Peacock in late August or early September, requiring a subscription starting at $7 per month. The Phoenician Scheme will also be released on DVD and Blu-ray on July 29th, with pre-orders starting at $22. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas J. Watson. And he said, "The way to succeed is to double your failure rate, for innovation thrives on learning from mistakes, and pushing boundaries leads to progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.